This is Pushing the Odds on SB Nation Radio, live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Las Vegas. Here's Matt Perrault.
It's Pushing the Odds, SB Nation Radio. We will get to the Urban Meyer story at some point. I've got to get to it. Courtney Smith, the ex-wife of Zach Smith, the longtime assistant coach that was fired by Urban Meyer. Urban Meyer claiming he didn't know anything about Zach Smith's domestic violence. She has gone on the record. She is on camera, and she is talking about what she told the Meyer family about the domestic violence. Dan Wolkin, a guy that we respect a lot on this show from the USA Today, has just tweeted out, Urban Meyer really might have to go. So Ohio State might be placed into a spot where Urban Meyer could be out at Ohio State at some point due to this story. So it's mushrooming today. We knew it was a bad look and a bad story, but it's becoming much bigger now about what Urban Meyer knew and when he knew it. And did he lie at Big Ten Football Media Days when he said, I did not know about the previous domestic violence that went on dating back to 2009? And Brett McMurphy's Facebook post today is quite eye-opening. I retweeted it at Sports Talk Matt if you want to take a look at it. But let's talk about Hall of Fame. A guy that I loved playing football, watching him play football for the Eagles, is going into the Hall of Fame, and Brian Dawkins. I agree, played with him, knows him, covers him, and he joins us on the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Hotline. Ike, Matt Perrault, how are you?
What's up, Matt? How you doing, brother?
I'm doing great. Thanks for the time. All right, so this has been a whirlwind, 2 years here for the Eagles. They win the Super Bowl, and now one of their most beloved players goes into the Hall of Fame coming up this weekend. What are your thoughts on the career of Brian Dawkins and him finally getting into the Pro Football Hall of Fame?
Well, certainly excited and happy for my brother and Brian Dawkins getting into the Hall of Fame. And, you just think about his career. I look back on his career, and it's funny because when you're in the moment, you don't necessarily realize it as much playing next to him. But over the last few months, really over the last year when he was nominated the first time, and I thought he should have been a first ballot Hall of Famer, you started to reflect on his impact on the game and how he was sort of used in Jim Johnson's defense. And you realize, you play with a guy that really revolutionized the position, the safety position, and the way that you view the safety position in today's game. And he really was a trailblazer for guys like Earl Thomas, Troy Polamalu, Ed Reed, guys that will be future Hall of Famers themselves. And we're just excited that the Hall of Fame, they haven't necessarily recognized some other great safeties in the past and put them in the Hall of Fame. I think Steve Atwater should be in the Hall of Fame. They haven't necessarily done that. And for Brian to be just the ninth safety in the history of the game to get inducted in the Hall of Fame, it really is a testament to him as a man, him as a player. He represents our era of football that we have here with the Eagles. And up until this past February when they won the Super Bowl, it really, in my opinion, was the best era of Eagles football since the championship back in 1960. So, and Brian is a great representative for us in that era. So we all feel like we're going in with him, and wouldn't have chosen a better player to represent Philadelphia Eagles football than to have Brian Dawkins. He is the epitome of what Eagles football is all about. And Saturday, can't wait. Saturday can't get here soon enough. This is going to be an exciting time Saturday evening.
I'm 41, and I grew up just outside of Boston, so I've watched. I think Boston and Philly are kind of kindred spirits in terms of sports and yeah. the types of market, type of people that live in those cities. And I loved watching Philadelphia sports growing up. Can you make a case that Brian Dawkins is the greatest pro athlete in the history of Philadelphia?
Wow. Well. I certainly, if I did that, first of all, I would come off as being biased. But secondly, you're asking me to overlook a lot of great athletes that played in this town. So you're talking about Dr. J, Allen Iverson, Charles Barkley. That's just on the Sixers side. I haven't gotten to the Flyers and the Phillies and, some of the other Eagle greats like, you're talking about Concrete Charlie, Chuck Bednar, Reggie White, when he played here. It's been... We've been fortunate in this city to have a lot of great athletes come through here, and Brian certainly is on the short list of the greatest ever player. I'll give this to him. When you're talking about just in our generation, because I'm 44 myself, so just look at our generation, go back to, 1980, You talk about Mike Schmidt, Charles Barkley, Allen Iverson, Randall Cunningham, and Eric Lindros, Chase Utley, Ryan Howard, Jimmy Rollins, Brian Dawkins, Donovan McNabb, Brian Dawkins, T.O. for a short period of time. If I chop that list down, there's no way Dawkins is not in the top three. So he is certainly one of the greatest. He certainly is. And I don't think that's overstating his significance as a player, because it goes more than to just on the field. See, when you talk about the off the field, when you include that, for me, I would say yes, because some of those other guys didn't necessarily connect with the fan base the way Brian Dawkins did. And any poll you would take today in Philadelphia, you can put him up against any of those guys as the most beloved or the best athlete or what have you. And Brian wins that poll 70-30, no matter who it is. So when you ask these fans, he is certainly the most beloved athlete over the last 50 years. And that's including a lot of great athletes that played in the South.
Brian Dawkins, 9-time Pro Bowler, always as a safety, a guy who ranked third in the NFL for the most sacks by a defensive back. Him coming off the edge, his physicality, how aggressive he was, and just going over the middle, you knew you were going to get thumped playing the Eagles and seeing Brian Dawkins. In today's NFL, could Brian Dawkins play?
No. But for that matter, Matt, neither would I. I wouldn't have a job either in today's NFL with the way they're doing special teams now. So I don't know if I would necessarily have a role in this league either. In all honesty, yeah, he's certainly a good enough athlete that would have thrived in this era of football, because he was so agile, right? He was our best athlete. The best athlete I've ever seen other than T.O. You know, he and T.O. to me are right there neck and neck when you just look at pure athleticism. So he would certainly be able to adapt. Would it take away some of the physicality that he was sort of known for? Absolutely. Absolutely. But that's no different than, you know, Ronnie Lott being able to play in today's game, and Jack Tatum and some of those guys being able to play in today's game, having that physical style. But just like a Ronnie Lott, who was a tremendous athlete as well, Dalk would be able to adjust and still be very effective in today's game. We just wouldn't have those bone-jarring hits. Yeah. That we became so accustomed to.
Absolutely. Ike Reese joining us, talking about Brian Dawkins going to the Hall of Fame on Saturday. You know, what's interesting about the Eagles and the Eagles players, former players, and the fans, you know, going back to like a baseball analogy, when the Red Sox and the Cubs won the World Series and snapped their long losing streak, the former players said, like, we won. I might not have been part of the team, but we won. We were there. We rode that, you know, emotional roller coaster with those players, and they did it, you know, and we feel like we won it as well. Being a former Eagle and guys like Brian Dawkins, did you guys feel like you were part of that run this last year, and the Eagles family, you all won last year?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And listen, I've been here for 20 years. I got drafted here in 98. And I've been here even the 2 years I left to go to Atlanta. I still kept my ties here in Philadelphia and came back here immediately. So these fans that have followed this team for decades upon decades and have suffered through some tough losses and big games, yeah, they certainly feel like they have the sweat equity invested in this organization, and certainly when they won that game on February 4th, they all felt a part of it as they rightfully should have. And then for the former players, yeah, everybody I talked to, everybody I text during that time, the guys I played with, even the older guys that played before me, that paved the way for us, we all felt like we were a part of that, because we all gave everything we could to bring that championship here to Philadelphia. This is a wonderful city to play in. And when this town embraces you and as one of their own, you can live in this area like a king. and most athletes that played here, they do typically live here afterwards. So that's just the bond that this city has with their athletes. And there's none stronger than the bond that they have with this team. This is the number one sport in this town. It's the championship that has meant the most to this city. And when we finally got it, yeah, we all, I can still feel the chills from that parade. You know, I can still feel the chills from that parade. That's how surreal it was. And yeah, we're still riding that cloud. We're trying to get to the 2018 season, but we don't want to let go of February 4th just yet. So we're still on cloud nine, man, from that championship. It was a wonderful feeling to finally experience.
I don't blame you one bit for that. I'll let you go on this. On your afternoon show on WIP in Philadelphia, and you and John Marks do a great job. Are you guys talking Wentz versus Foles, is that an actual talking point, or is it just Carson Wentz team, and thank you, Nick Foles, thank you for the championship, but we're back with Carson, he's our guy come game one, if he can go, if he's healthy.
Well, listen, you know this city, and we're never resting easy around here, so yeah, there is a small portion of whether or not Nick Foles deserves to start the season, and we shouldn't be rushing Carson Wentz back, and Nick is the Super Bowl MVP, so he deserves to be out there Thursday night when we lower the banner, the championship banner, and Carson can sort of take over after week five. You have a portion of that, and that's great for us for radio, right? We talk about that stuff, but in reality, I pour water on that thing every time. When Carson Wentz is ready to play, this is his team. This is his team. He is the future, and we most of us know this. Most of us here know what we have in Carson Wentz and how special he is. We are certainly grateful and thankful for what Nick Foles was able to come in and do and bring that championship here. And he'll never buy another drink or a meal the rest of his life in this town. But this is Carson Wentz's team. And the great thing about that is Nick Foles knows that too. And Nick Foles is gracious and humble in the way that he's handled this thing. And he's going to be ready if he has to play. But he also knows when Carson is ready to go that this is Carson's team. And it'll be handed over to Carson as soon as he's ready to go.
Ike, great stuff today. Thank you for the time. Really appreciate it. Enjoy the weekend. Should be so fun with Brian Dawkins going into the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
No problem, man. Thanks for having me.
As Ike Reese from WIP in Philadelphia, joining us on the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Hotline. Always fun to grab him. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Thanks to Rocket Mortgage for that. Look, I think it's tough. But I think it's a legitimate question about Brian Dawkins being the greatest athlete in the history of Philadelphia. Now, we've got some really good ones playing right now in Philadelphia. Championships definitely factor in. But who gets, you know, when we're talking about in 10 years from now, looking back on the great players for that Eagles team, it is interesting to kind of look at, you know, you've got guys who came over from the Patriots who played really big roles and Chris Long on that defense. You got some additions that came in who aren't like longtime Eagles players. Carson Wentz was the drafted, you know, next great quarterback, and he wasn't there. It was Nick Foles. So, like, you know, is it Doug Peterson? Does he get all the credit in 20 years when it comes to who won this championship? It is interesting because you look back on Brian Dawkins' career. I mean, he was an Eagle. Like, he didn't want to leave Philadelphia. He played, you know, Denver, ended his career later on, you know, but he didn't want to leave. He was an Eagle through and through. That dude represented Philadelphia, and that dude, I mean, you put him in the conversation with the Allen Iversons. You put him in the conversation. I mean, Allen Iverson never played, you know, I don't know. Allen Iverson never played the role that Brian Dawkins did with a fan base. I mean, Dawkins was the Eagles, man. Fly, Eagles, fly was Brian Dawkins. All right, next, Jason Zimbel, CG Technology Sportsbooks, VP of Risk. We'll talk about baseball post-trade deadline.